Hello and welcome back to A Story to Tell here on Global Talk Radio. Can a single book really unlock your hidden psychic abilities, help you achieve wealth and happiness effortlessly, and solve even the most difficult problems you've been unable to overcome? Well, one remarkable book has claimed to do just this for hundreds of people simply by reading it. And since it's written in a narrative style, there's nothing for you to do but read it. The book then works its magic in a powerful, life-changing way. My next guest is Edwin Harkness Spina, author of Mystic Warrior, the award-winning spiritual novel that delivers more than just a fast-paced, cliff-hanging adventure. It can actually unlock your hidden psychic abilities, dramatically improve all areas of your life, and catapult you towards enlightenment. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hello, Kevin. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Well, first, I understand that actually you studied mathematics and earned an MBA at the University of Chicago. How did you get from that to writing Mystic Warrior?
Well, basically, I wanted people to understand that humans are capable of far more than they ever realized. There was a philosopher, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who said it best. He said, "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience." When people really grasp that, then they're well on their way to doing things that most people would think are miraculous.
Now, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I wanted to communicate some of the thoughts I had on mysticism, which was a subject I've been studying since I stopped studying mathematics and business at the University of Chicago. And basically, the idea I had was that entrepreneurs, where I spent a lot of my time as an entrepreneur and in the venture capital community, have numerous obstacles to overcome. I thought, what if I described an entrepreneur who not only had to overcome the normal business obstacles, but actually had people trying to kill him for reasons he doesn't even know? I thought that would be a good way to communicate these thoughts.
Now, do you feel mysticism just deals with psychic phenomena?
Oh, no. Mysticism is a spiritual discipline aimed at direct connection with God, or the ultimate reality. Now, mystics, in the course of practicing these techniques that help them get there, will naturally unlock their inner senses, which most people refer to as psychic abilities. So the goal is not to develop psychic abilities. The goal is to get closer to God, and as a side effect, you'd help develop these psychic abilities.
What are the hidden power brokers that you reference?
Okay, Dan Brown, in his book, The Da Vinci Code, refers to the Illuminati.
Uh-huh.
And the Illuminati are, theoretically, these advanced mystics that are members of these secret societies. But he's only telling you half the story, because while most people refer to the Illuminati as these negatively oriented people trying to control things, there are also illuminated mystics that are trying to free people up and uplift humanity. So in my book, I actually talk about some of the things that are going on behind the scenes, which are both positive mystics and the less positive, negatively oriented mystics.
So how much of Mystic Warrior would you say then was based on fact?
Well, Mystic Warrior is a novel, but I did borrow from myself and some other people's personal experiences. An example is in the prologue, where an 8-year-old boy has an out-of-body experience, and he describes the joy of being free of his body with the fear when he realizes that he's no longer in his body. And that was something that actually happened to me when I was 5 years old. I changed the setting to a more exotic Mount Haleakala on the island of Maui, versus a two-story house in Queens, New York, but the basic episode was the same.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the characters in your book. I understand they're able to communicate using some type of mental telepathy. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and do you think we'll see a time in the future when this is really possible?
Well, it's already happening today, and mystics have actually been practicing mental telepathy as well as remote viewing, precognition, remote influencing, out-of-body experiences. These are all what so-called psychic phenomena that mystics have been practicing for centuries. So it is being done today. And in fact, many of the secret societies that people read about, the goal of some of these secret societies is to help people evolve and become capable of doing these feats.
You know, in Mystic Warrior, you actually have a very interesting twist here on the psychic phenomenon. Some of your characters actually project negative and harmful suggestions into the minds of their adversaries. Do you think it's possible to affect someone by doing this? And if so, how could you protect yourself from someone doing it to you?
Thoughts are things. So projecting thoughts is similar, almost like throwing a ball. the mystic way of protecting yourself is to know thyself, know what your own thoughts are. If you know what your thoughts are and this other thought is in your field, you won't be influenced by it because you'll recognize it's not a thought, it's not something that you want to believe in. So if you're, even if you're in a negative, very negative, filled with criminals and they're telling you, kill this person or do this, you would know that that's not one of your thoughts and you're not going to do it. Whether it's someone actually speaking the thought or trying to project it, you won't be influenced.
Do you feel that you can affect your adversaries, though, by throwing negative thoughts at them?
This has been going on. It's not something that's widely described, but if you remember back in the 70s when Bobby Fischer was competing with Boris Spassky at the height of the Cold War, they were for the chess championship, there were a number of psychics in the audience from both the U.S. and Russia that were projecting thoughts into the adversaries to distract them and to confuse them so as to try to let their team win. There were other psychics in there trying to block that and shield these projected thoughts from coming there. So this has been going on even in today's world. It's commonplace.
Okay, one of your other characters, Sophie, I guess she's one of the most spiritually advanced characters. She says, all of your answers lie within. What does that mean?
Okay, Sophie is the mentor of the hero of the book, and she actually is most people's favorite character. When she says all of your answers lie within, she's guiding Alec Thorne to know it's a mystic truism. It's the same thing that Jesus said, the kingdom of God lies within. It's the same thing. You're not going to find God by going out and looking for something external to you. You have to meditate or go within, and then when you make that connection, it'll guide your behavior for the rest of your life.
Now, speaking of the hero, I understand he manages to sidestep several attempts on his life, and you suggest that he is spiritually protected somehow. What is spiritual protection?
And many people, before they incarnate, they've agreed to do some kind of a mission. Most people want to evolve. The goal is ultimately to return to God. That's the mystic's way of looking at human and spiritual evolution. Someone who's going to undertake a more risky venture will have what's known as spiritual protection. It's similar to a fireman that's going to go into a house to rescue a child that's when the house is burning down. He'll put on one of those asbestos fire retardant suits to go in there. He knows he's undertaking a dangerous job, so he's just given a little bit more protection to accomplish it.
Now, before the interview, you had sent me some information on your book, and one point you mentioned was that you believe fear is our greatest enemy. But isn't fear actually useful to acting as a warning to protect us from something that might happen?
Yeah, fear. I mean, you know, if someone's going to jump off a cliff, you should be afraid of what's going to happen when you land at the bottom of that cliff.
Mm-hmm.
But most people's fears are really just because they're getting pushed a little bit out of their comfort zone. Anything that's new is fearful to most people, and they're willing to stay in their own comfortable but nondescript life. Sometimes you have to bridge that. You have to overcome that fear and venture out. And that's kind of what warriors do. Instead of sticking around with what's complacent, they act in the face of fear. And a mystic warrior will do that on not just the physical plane, but on the higher planes as well.
Now, in your description of mental telepathy, you indicate there's often a sensation, I guess, in the middle of one's forehead, and then your character sort of tunes into that and finds out who wants to communicate with him. Is this based on any research you did, and also how do you envision this working?
Okay, the center of your forehead is also known as the third eye in the chakra system. That's one of the seven major chakras, and that's where it's related to the pituitary and the pineal glands, which are in the middle of your brain. So when you're tuning in, it's done by a process of intention. Whoever you want to connect with, you think of that person or you visualize that person. And when you get a very good connection, especially if it's with a spiritual guru, you can actually communicate as if, just as we are doing here, having a conversation with regular words, and you're easy to understand.
Well, that kind of ties back in again to the subject of remote viewing. And I understand, actually, that there are at least fractions of the government and other governments as well that are actually investing time and money into researching remote viewing for security reasons. Do you believe that this is actually something that can be done?
Yes, this has actually been documented on the History Channel, the Discovery Channel. There were different government programs known as Stargate, went under different names, where they basically, they're looking at something not with their physical eyes, but with their third eye, and they're given coordinates and they are able to visualize this and describe what the impressions are. So this has been going on. It's a more specific application of the more general mystic principle of clairvoyance, which just means clear seeing, seeing with the third eye as opposed to the physical eyes.
Now, last question for someone reading your book. Is there a message that you hope they walk away with?
Well, it comes back to the same thing. I want people to recognize that they're capable of far more than they realize. The best example of this is my editor, Willie, who was very, very busy with editing 5 different books at the same time I was trying to get him to edit my book. But I wanted him to edit my book because he had a background of 30 years meditating, so he would understand the spiritual concepts. And eventually I got him to take a look at the book, but he said, you know, unless it's really good, I'm not going to have time to do it. I convinced him to look at it, and the next day he called me back. He was excited. I said, what's up? He said, well, you wouldn't believe what happened. I was in bed having conversations with my friend Mary, who was his spiritual mentor he had told me about. I said, then what happened? He said, you don't understand. I was having telepathic conversations with my friend Mary. I got out of bed. I called her on the phone to confirm it, and she confirmed word for word what we had discussed. And I attribute it to reading your book, because people are doing this in the ordinary course of business, and I realized it was possible, and I did it.
So wow.
That is exactly the kind of action I would love to have happen with everyone that read my book.
Well, I think this is just a fantastic book. Again, the title is Mystic Warrior, and the subtitle is A Novel Beyond Time and Space. We've been speaking with Edwin Harkness Spina, and you can also check out his website at mysticwarrior.us. Ed, I want to thank you so much for being part of our program today.
Kevin, it was great to be here. I look forward to a future interview.